Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Knowing that Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, a neighboring congregation in nearby Polson, Montana, is about to get a new pastor, I looked up a couple of comical insights that I hope you can appreciate during this congregation's transition. A pastor, an avid golfer, was once taking part in a local tournament. As she was preparing to tee off, the organizer of the tournament approached her and pointed to the dark, threatening storm clouds which were gathering. "Preacher," the organizer said, "I trust you'll see to it that the weather won't turn bad on us." The pastor shook her head. "Sorry," she replied. "I'm in sales, not management." Three young boys were walking on the sidewalk, arguing over whose daddy was the greatest. One said, "My dad is the greatest because he is the president of the town bank." The second boy said, "That is pretty good, but my daddy owns 2 grocery stores in town." The third boy said, "That's nothing. My dad is a preacher, and he owns hell. He came home last night and told my mom that the church council gave it to him." And finally, this last one probably goes out for any church anywhere who's ever gotten a new pastor. It's a new pastor warranty. The warranty reads, "It has come to our attention that the pastor you received was shipped with a slight defect. She is not a psychic. Because of this, you must observe certain procedures to ensure optimum performance. It is necessary to inform her of any members who are hospitalized. If someone you know is in need of prayer, the pastor must be told, or she won't know to offer it. If you are in need of a pastoral visit, you will get best results if you ask her. We regret any inconvenience this may cause. Sincerely, the Pastor Manufacturers." Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our gospel text for this morning speaks of the tiny mustard seed dying in the earth, which grows into a large bush or tree, big enough that even birds can nest in them. It is truly miraculous, isn't it? When you step back and think about how seeds just grow and do so by being transformed in a sort of death to their seedly form, so that they might be resurrected to new life as a large plant that looms above the earth. Truly amazing. Jesus used the image of the seed and the plant which emerges from its death as a parable for what the kingdom of God is like. Many Christians misinterpret this passage to be talking about our personal, individual faith lives, which indeed can grow from the size of a mustard seed into something much more lasting and life-giving. But Jesus, at least in Mark, is not talking about the growth of anyone's personal faith, but instead about the kingdom of God on earth, which is lived out through the church, communities of the faithful. God's rule on earth, especially when the Gospel of Mark was written down, was just a tiny movement of Jewish Christian believers who trusted that Jesus really was the Messiah that the Old Testament prophets had foretold. If the kingdom of God is truly in the church, then the kingdom of God at that time was like a tiny mustard seed within the vast Roman Empire, which included thousands of different gods and religious practices. Just as in this parable that Jesus told, the Christian church would soon bloom over the next couple of centuries to become one of the largest religions in the world. This is the kind of trajectory that we like to talk about, at least in America. The seed that grows, the kingdom that grows, the business that grows, the community that grows, the church that grows, the power that grows, the wealth that grows, and on and on and on. Those things that start out small and then become much more than they were before. American cinema and literature is filled with stories like these. Media outlets revel in the anecdotes of companies with multi-billion dollar valuations like Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Apple. And politicians connect with voters when they point out that we are not as big or great as we could be, because they know that Americans long for this kind of growth. We love stories and experiences of an upward trajectory, especially growth from the extremely small to the unimaginably large. such as a mustard seed into a tree-like plant. Companies starting out in garages, which then grow to become multinational conglomerates. Or churches starting with two or three gathered, and then growing to have 20 or 30,000 on a Sunday. This kind of growth is easy to be awed by and admire. But as communities of faith, especially in the 21st century, the growth stories that we should pay attention to are closer to what the prophet Ezekiel prophesied about in regards to the coming Messiah. In the 17th chapter, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel, saying, "I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar." Now, at first glance, these images of the kingdom of God coming to earth and taking root through the Messiah, Jesus Christ, are pretty similar. God means to plant the kingdom firmly in our midst and have it grow and flourish. Yet Ezekiel's image does not start with a seed, but with a cedar tree that is already fully grown and established. The cedar tree that the sprig was to be taken from already could be seen on high on the mountain of Zion, and birds could already make their nests amongst its branches. The growth that Ezekiel foretold was not of a small seed dying to itself to become something great, but of a tree that was already great becoming small, so that it might grow once again in a new way. A slight difference that has major implications for how we think about the kingdom of God growing in our world. For congregations like ours, with long histories, established traditions, decades-old buildings, the image of the growth and renewal of a cedar sprig is more fitting than that of a mustard seed. The mustard seed kind of growth that Jesus is talking about is most easily seen among church plants and new congregations that hardly have taken root yet. These are easy to be drawn to because their story will likely only be one of growth without the painful process of pruning that happens for the old cedar to find new growth. If a church starts as a mustard seed, it is likely only up from there. Yet how much more beautiful is the old cedar that has weathered winter, drought, and age, while still flourishing all the while. It is probably easier for the mustard seed to grow. They are weeds after all. But the strong, deep roots of the cedar tree keep it secure through sun and rain, wind and snow, freeze and thaw. The kingdom of God is most secure when it dwells in the roots and branches of this kind of plant. Ezekiel prophesied of the cedar-like Messiah to come, saying, "Under it every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind." The Son of God came into our world to establish the kingdom of God for everyone, for all time, so that all may find a home in the love of the one who came to save us. The kingdom of God is also deeply rooted in this congregation that has provided a shaded home for souls of every kind across the generations. Though to keep on growing, our communities of faith need to be pruned from time to time. We trust that the hope in the resurrection, which can be found beneath our branches, will keep us secure in our faith for years to come. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.